Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of India's the Truth. Back with us is Jim Jotrus. I am still on vacation, as you can see by my background, and Jim's on a 52-week vacation.
Exactly, that's the best guide.
Well, as long as you don't have to do the welcome to Walmart thing as part of that
No,
52-week
no,
vacation.
no. Yeah, I lucked out.
You talk about the baby boomers owning everything, but the reality, it's not even the baby boomers own anything. It's only a small amount of baby boomers that own everything.
Yeah, the ones they do largely are the ones who inherited it from their parents, the greatest or the silent generations. When the real let the good times roll back in the 50s, 60s, and then into the 70s, that's when a lot of wealth was built up, and even a lot of boomers are still just deriving whatever wealth they have from that those generations.
How old are your friends? Just want to remind you, if you like this video or you like what you hear, click like, subscribe if you haven't subscribed yet. Send it to your friends. Let's grow this channel. Maybe we can finally hit it up to 100,000. That'd be a good round number for the summer. So let me know, leave some comments, and give a thumbs up. So look forward to seeing you in the next video. Cheers.
Well, I was watching an interesting program. They're talking about how, realistically speaking, for Generation X or Generation the Millennials, they're accounting on inheriting real estate from their parents that are going to pass on. That really isn't any real estate because a lot of this stuff is now going to private equity, as they get money from the bank now and they get to live in the house, but the moment they die, that house becomes property of the bank.
These reverse mortgages, a
Yeah,
lot of
that's
these
it.
people are having
Reverse
to the
mortgage.
equity in their house. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, so I think that gravy train, look, how many generations can you carry on the same gravy train with wealth that was earned, or at least if not earned, made a couple
Yeah.
generations ago, you know?
True. Very true. I don't see, the big wealth transfer that everybody's talking about. I don't think it's going to happen.
No, but at least I don't think the Witkoffs and the Kushners are going to go begging.
And this always got me, the Witkoff thing about how close they were with Netanyahu, and Netanyahu would come visit them, and Wit the little Witkoff had to I'm sorry, little Kushner had to give up his bedroom to Netanyahu and go sleep on the couch. I'm like, wait a minute, you're one of the
They were
richest
so poor.
families.
They were so poor. I know it's terrible. I know how do they make ends meet? I can't imagine.
They had like what, two bedrooms in their house? Seriously?
Well, to be fair, wasn't Kushner's dad in jail at one point?
I think it was.
I think he was.
That is fitting.
Oh well, see, I'd say when the breadwinner's gone, the family suffers. What can you say?
I'm sorry, Mr. Netanyahu. We can't give you the splendid suite. We just have to give us our son's bedroom. We only have two bedrooms in our little cottage in Washington.
Well, speaking of which, I noticed the meeting with Marco Rubio and Sergei Lavrov in Manila. I looked at the picture. I did not see Witkoff and Kushner there. I guess that's a good sign of some sort.
I don't know. Peskov came out and said that they're going to invite them back sometime
Yeah,
in
I
the near
saw that.
future.
And then
Why?
also, even Lavrov, who I think knows better, but he's got his talking points too, said that Russia is still committed to the proposal the Americans made at Anchorage. What the hell is that?
I don't know.
What is that? I mean, unless they're just jerking us around, unless they know that obviously that's a dead letter. And they're just trying to say, look, we're open, we're reasonable, but maybe that's all they're doing. And realizing, I don't know why you say something like that. I really don't. I'm just flummoxed.
Well, I'm very much hoping that's what it is, because usually when they talk about negotiations with Zelensky, they'll say, we're always open for negotiations. When in reality, they know Zelensky is never going to go and negotiate. So
No, of
you're
course
safe
not.
to say. It's like, you remember when Greece was the only one that was protesting about Turkey joining the EU? So it was the evil Greeks, the racist Greeks, and the rest of the EU was, yeah, we don't have a problem with Turkey. It's just those damn Greeks that are always blocking. And then one year, Greece said, yeah, honestly, we don't have a problem. And all of a sudden, everybody in the EU is like, wait a minute, wait a minute.
I think Greece and also Cyprus, they were very convenient for that purpose. But at some point, they threw the dead cat on the table and made the rest of them look at, actually, somebody's pointed out that with regard to Orban, the more sanctions on Russia, that they don't have Orban to be the convenient excuse anymore. And they all have to start hemming and hawing about, oh, gosh, well, maybe this isn't going to be so good for us.
Yeah, because you got the Poles, you got the Belgians, you got Holland now, the Greeks, the Bulgarians. But did you
Yeah,
hear
of
the
course.
Romanians are about to run out of oil? Or they have basically run out of oil. Yeah,
Really?
so
Okay. Well.
apparently 65% of Romania's oil comes through the Caspian Pipeline Authority, which is 50% owned by Chevron, I think 5% by Lukoil, and then 45 by Kazoil, right? And it comes
So
out of
what is the source? Is the source Azeri or where is it
no,
coming
no.
from
It, the
originally?
source is Kazakhstan, Tengiz.
Oh, from Kazakhstan. Yeah, but I heard the Kazakhs. Now, the Cossacks were also loading oil onto tankers in the Caspian or something like that. And they've stopped doing that because the Ukrainians hit one of their tankers. Or you recall something like that?
Ukrainians can't do the hitting anymore in the Caspian because, thank you, Iran. Iran took out the billion-dollar American radar system that was in Bahrain and could see into southern Russia over the horizon. So yeah, they're
Great.
getting coordinates from the U.S. But yeah, you're right. But most of their oil was going out through Novorossiysk, and the Ukrainians have struck. They struck a Greek vessel coming in about 3 months ago. They struck a Turkish vessel. They struck a bunch of vessels. So now nobody's going over there to get it. And that's 65. Apparently, that's 65% of Romania's oil. Whoops.
Wow. Well, it's interesting what you said about the radar in Bahrain and able to look out as far as the Caspian. I mean, I think that's just another indication that these two theaters of war are starting to merge into one global conflict, that we're no longer talking about two separate conflicts that, I don't know whether this assumes the proportion of a real, World War II type global conflict, but it's sort of moving in that direction.
Oh yeah. And then we have Sahel, Africa. That's a conflict over four different countries that the Russian African Corps is supporting against what French, US, Ukrainian, and Islamic jihadists.
Speaking of which, speaking of Russians in Africa, what do you make of this talk about Surovikin coming back? I've seen a number of reports on it. Douglas McGregor talked about it at length on his talk with, I think, Daniel Davis earlier today. I haven't seen any confirmation of this at all. What do you make of these reports?
I've seen them as rumors in Russia too, but again, until there's something official, it's just rumors. I don't know.
I mean, if that, look, we're all sitting around waiting to say, look, at what point does Moscow finally say, okay, that's it. No more. We know negotiations are not going to go anywhere. Even if they negotiated a deal, the Americans wouldn't abide by it anyway. Meanwhile, the other guys are escalating. It's time to get serious. I mean, now if General Armageddon makes a comeback, maybe that would be a signal that the gloves are coming off. But if I mean, we're all still sort of waiting.
Yeah. Well, the Russian army. Are you there?
There,
Yeah, can you hear me?
I'm, yeah, I'm here.
Internet's a little
Good, good, yeah.
slow here. Yeah, the Russian military is advancing on the battlefield in every direction. True enough. Only the low IQ mouth breathers don't understand that. But the deep strikes, there's no response except to hit back, hit at Ukraine.
And not even necessarily the high value targets in Ukraine. One of the rumors, if it is a rumor about Surovikin, is that he got a green light to hit the bridges on the Dnieper, start hitting command centers in Kiev. I mean, again, even though there are, as I keep saying, quantitatively increasing the strikes, it's not yet qualitative. In other words, they're still not going for the nerve center of the regime. They're just hitting military targets that should have been hit years ago.
Oh, I know. I
And
know.
okay, fine, it's better late than never, but that doesn't get you to end game. In a way, there's kind of a parallel between what the Russians seem to be doing all along and what the Americans are trying to do to Iran, which is if we inflict enough pain on them, they'll finally sign on the dotted line. Well, the Iranians aren't going to sign, and frankly, I don't think the Yukis are going to sign either. As
Yep.
long as the money keep coming and the weapons keep coming, they don't care. They'll fight to the last Ukrainian. They don't give a damn.
Oh yeah. Well, there was a group hackers. They got broke into the database for the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense, pulled out files, name, address, etc. 2.4 million dead and missing. 2.4 million dead
Oh,
and
can you believe
missing,
that?
and about a million and a half invalids.
It's criminal,
Yeah.
and frankly, it's criminal, obviously by Kiev and by the Western supporters. But frankly, I put some of this on Moscow's doorstep too. I mean, there's no reason to fight a war this way, just to say, let's just kill every man in Ukraine. I mean, look, the only way that Grant could get to Richmond was through Lee. He didn't have Oreshniks.
Yeah. Me personally, after Starobinsk, when you had Made in Italy stamped all over those drones, that's Casabellas, I would have struck Italy right off the bat. I would have taken, look, this is a declaration of war. We're going to wipe out your factory. You want to continue down the road of war after that? You're welcome. We'll have a war. We'll have a war between Russia and Italy and all of Europe if it matters. Or you could back the hell off. Pay reparations after we take out your factory. Because after this,
And of
we're going to
course,
go after leadership.
because Russia respects the fiction that it's just the Ukrainians
Oh, yeah.
and not the West that's doing this. I mean, not only the manufacture of these weapons, but where are they getting the targeting information? That's not just the Europeans, that's also the Americans.
Wait a minute. What the Americans, all these American politicians are screaming about, members of the Congress critters are screaming about, wait a minute. Russia's giving over coordinates to Iran. How dare they?
How dare they? I mean, well, that's not fair.
Wait a minute. They're proxying us? They can't
How
do
dare
that.
they? And of course, by the way, these are CIA and other assets outside of the United States. It's not only even though they're getting coordinates about strikes in the United States comparable to what is being done with the strikes on Russia.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm pretty sure Russia and China are proxying the US at this point. Why not? How long do you think this will last? I mean, every day we hear from Trump, they've got till midnight to surrender. I'm just going to wipe them out. We hear this almost every single night or every single day.
It's interesting. He used to do that little kabuki dance where I'm going to threaten them with total destruction, blah 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 blah. Oh, hey, now a deal's about to be signed. We've almost
Yeah.
got a deal ready to. Oh no, they're scum. They welch on the deal. And we're going to bomb into the stone. And so he would go back and forth, and of course the market manipulation proceeded as it was intended to. That's all fine. Ching ching ching. But he hasn't done the second part lately. In other words, you don't hear him talking about the agreements ready to be signed. He keeps saying they're begging for an agreement, which of course nobody believes. But I don't know. At this point, I think he's completely boxed in. I don't
Oh,
think he
yeah.
has any place to go but up on the escalation ladder. I do think it's very likely, increasing likelihood, they're going to do something really dumb. Like try to put a force in on Harg Island or some other expeditionary, boots on the ground kind of thing. I hate that phrase, by the way, but something along those lines.
And again, every military expert, myself included, when you just start looking just at the logistics side of trying to support an operation on Hog Island, will tell you that's suicide. There's no way to support it, not effectively, not without taking mass casualties just trying to support it.
Suppose they got there. What would they do? How do you, I mean, it could be end up being like a Dien Bien Phu kind of thing, where they basically are stuck there. There's no way to extricate them. And
Stalingrad. That's even better because of
I've
the
heard of
distances
I
involved. Now I'm sure Trump's never heard of
yeah.
Stalingrad.
Yeah, that what the, yeah, that's one for the books, no question about it.
Oh yeah. Well, you remember Goering said, "Yeah, sure, we can support Stalingrad by air. It'd be the same thing as the Harg Island. Sure, we can support them by air."
Well, and that's part of the problem too, is that, when you've got the Mad King on the throne and the courtiers are all yes men saying, "Sure, boss, sure, boss, we can do that, boss, no problem, boss."
Yeah. I mean, but do you think they're actually going to drop? What are you hearing? They got to put troops on the ground?
I think, look, it's pretty clear that Trump can't buy. Look, hypothetically, let's suppose the Iranians wanted to give him an exit ramp where they say, "All right, Trump, we'll let you bomb this and that, and you can act like the big winner and thump your chest, and then with the idea then you will then walk away and pretend to have won when you've really lost." Maybe they would be tempted to do that, but the trouble is, the other shoe wouldn't fall. We wouldn't walk away. In other words,
That's right.
we would have the little demonstration of victory, and then we'd renege on the deal. And I think they know that now. So I don't think that path is open to Trump. And he can't just walk away without a face-saving device, because he can never be the loser. He has to be the winner. So and this air campaign is not going to get us where we need to be. The Gulf of Hormuz is going to stay shut tight like a drum. Except whatever Iranian shipping we might try to catch in our blockade, which may or may not be too effective. So what else can he do? He's only got two options, it seems to me. One is to try to do something on the ground where, again, it won't work, but the idea would be we grab a piece of land, some something significant to their energy industry, and we've got it now. We now have our hand on the spigot, and the Iranians will have to capitulate. That's one option.
Oh yeah,
And
he's
the
already
other
said,
option is,
we'll hold all their oil. It's just a pumping
Yeah,
station, for
and do
God's
what? And
sakes.
what are you going to do? Drink it? I mean, how are you going to get it out of the Gulf, even if you controlled the spigot? Or they could just turn the spigot back off further inland. So what difference? I mean, it's idiotic. But the other one, and I hate to say it, and I know a lot of people say it's not possible, I think he might be tempted to use tactical nuclear weapons.
Yeah, I mean, if he uses tactical nuclear weapon, well, first of all, how much credence do you put to what Larry and Pepe Escobar they were talking about from their sources in Pakistan that Iran already has nuclear weapons, that they've already developed them? It's not a big step at that point for him.
I'm with who is it, John Mearsheimer, on this. The only question to me is, why haven't they gotten one if they don't have one? What I mean, I've been saying for years at this point that they either have to be Libya or they have to be North Korea. They don't want to be Libya, so they better be North Korea. You'd think they would have done that a long time ago. To tell the truth, I'm not sure what they gain from being a threshold nuclear state perpetually. I mean, if you really don't want a nuclear weapon and you're going to rely on your missile capability, then don't look like you want a nuclear weapon. And if you want to look like you have a nuclear weapon, well, you damn well better just get one then. I really don't understand this threshold business.
Oh, I agree. Look, threshold business is the concept that if I get struck with a nuclear weapon, I'll go ahead and take that step, make the nuclear weapon, and strike you back. But that's what if you only get one or two strikes? What if you get two dozen strikes?
What
At
if they
which
knock
point
out
it's
your
too late.
What if they knock out your threshold capability? Now,
Exactly.
maybe they don't need to develop their own nuclear weapon. I mean, if I like, why don't they just buy weapons from the North Koreans?
Or
I'm
the
sure Kim would be
Pakistanis.
happy to sell, or the Pakistanis. Yeah, I don't know how, I don't know how good the relationship is between Iran and Pakistan. It's not hostile, but remember, Pakistan is still technically a major non-NATO ally of the United States. Of
True,
course, they're
true.
close to the Chinese. The Chinese are supporting it. Again, it's a complicated relationship. I don't think there's any complication into the relationship with North Korea. Of course, you might have delivery issues. How do you get it there from North Korea's, whereas Pakistan's right next door? But in any case, I don't
Submarines.
know that submarines. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we got submarines too. And what if we? Yeah. Again, it's conceivable that could be interdicted. If it's coming from Pakistan, it's not going to be interdicted.
Well, I mean, look, if you interdict a South Korean or a North Korean submarine, that's an act of war. And Kim's already said the moment you declare war, I'm just nuking you. That's it. There's no threshold. You start war, we nuke. That's it. And Washington shit itself. Let's be honest about it.
Well, if it were if Washington was certain that there was a North Korean submarine on its way to Iran with nuclear weapons to be delivered, I think they probably would take that risk. They would sink it, try to make it plausible that we didn't do it, it had an accident or something, whatever. But I don't know. It's but that would there seem to be the most direct way of, for them to go about it, rather than this whole kind of dog and pony show of what percentage enrichment and blah 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 blah, and what about that reactor and so forth. The other big question now is, of course, you got Smotrich over in Israel saying, "Oh, hey, we're right where we want to be. The Americans and the Iranians are mixing it up, and we can just sit back and watch. We're not involved." I wonder how long that's going to last.
I'm pretty sure if the Americans use a nuke, if the Trump ever gets that permission from the military, well, if he can get the military to go along with it, I'm pretty sure if they use the nuke, there won't be an Israel left. Because at that point, what's there to lose?
Well, that's the, again, back to what you said earlier, though. What if it's not just one or two? What if it's, quite a few, dozens to wipe out pretty much anything in Iran that's got any capability at all? I mean, would they still have a retaliatory capability at that point?
Oh yeah. Well, look, they're underground cities. They're 500 plus meters under solid granite. You'd have to nuke a mountain several times just to try to break it down. Solid granite. I mean, there's only so much a nuclear weapon does, even as a ground burst against that. Taking out mountains isn't one of them. You it ta it's good taking out a city, but mountains are a little bit different. Granite mountains.
Well, other than going in on the ground or nukes, I'm not sure what other escalation options Trump has left at this point. He can knock out all the bridges he wants, He can knock out, he can knock out desalination. And that's the other thing too, is that the retaliation against the Gulf states and eventually against Israel is going to be a lot more devastating than anything we're going to do to something, a country the size of Iran.
Well, look, Kuwait, they've already retaliated. They took out 50% of its water supply. That's it. They took out one desalination. I mean, Kuwait and these other artificial entities called countries in the south of the Persian Gulf, they're all on desalination plants. Their populations are massively more than the local resources can supply.
And of course, I suppose conceivably, even without desalination plants, water could be delivered, but how? Through the Gulf? Well, I guess that's not an option either. So
Yeah,
how else is
exactly.
it going to get there? Are they going to drive it over land from Jordan? I mean, that's just not feasible,
Well, there's I don't know if I call it a uprising, but there are riots right now in Kuwait City, and the crowds are screaming, "Get the Americans out."
And of course, then you've got Bahrain, which has what, a 70% Shiite majority
80,
there.
80.
80.
But they're only a majority in population. They're a minority in every other way. Every way that counts, they're a minority.
Well, I think you'd think these countries would realize that we were leading them down the path to destruction. I put countries in quotation marks. I mean, these are
Family
just family,
enterprises.
these are family, family businesses, and which actually, when you think about it, has a lot in common with the Trump administration. But it's
Well, did you hear the quote from Trump that he wishes he could be he'd be the next president because all these new factories that are open out in America and somebody else would get the credit. He's making all these new factories. Have you noticed any new factories opening up in America?
Not that I could see. I mean, there's nothing like a reindustrialization policy. There's just, oh, let's slap tariffs on people, and then I guess factories will spring up like mushrooms instantly. It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't.
And
But how much do the people believe it?
I don't think people do. I don't. Well, I don't. It depends. Basically, I think you could break the American population into roughly three groups right now. You've got people more or less on the liberal side, left side, who hate Trump just because he's Trump anyway. No, a lot of them are warmongers too, but it doesn't really matter. Trump is the devil, and that's all there is to it. Then you got on more or less what passes for a right. You got the older Fox News Trumpanzee crowd who believe everything the man says. And then you got the younger people who were Trump supporters who have lost, largely walked away, and were somewhere out where, Tucker Carlson or Marjorie Taylor Greene and those people are. And Trump is down to what, 25, 30% at most of the population supporting him. That doesn't look good for November. And I think the chances he finishes terms, I've been saying under 50% for some time. I think that he's like 30% falling, the chances that he'll finish this term.
Do you think there's going to be elections?
Oh,
There's
there'll
a
be
whole lot
elections.
of I, or
There'll
would
be
the
elections, no
elections
question.
be fixed? Because I mean, when we back down to it, it's still electronic voting. The Democrats fixed the election for themselves when they had a chance. You think Trump is going to go for it? Do the same thing?
I don't think he can. I mean, I don't think the Republicans are as good at that as the Democrats are.
But the Israelis are.
Look, when the Democrats look, I between you and me, I thought the 2020 election was stolen. I mean, they
Yeah,
did it
me
in a
too.
very, very strategic way, identifying which precincts. But remember, that was a presidential election.
Yes.
You can queer a presidential election a lot easier than congressional elections because, it's every state except for two, it's winner take all in that state. If you can get the right precincts in the right state to tip that state over in your column, then you can win that election. How do
Yep.
you win congressional elections that way? That's why both sides are so busy trying to gerrymander House seats. And as far as I can tell, that's pretty much a wash. So I don't think Trump can win that way.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, there's emergency. There's also martial law to try to stop elections. But I don't know how well that would fly in the end of the day.
I don't think that's going to work. I mean, I look. I mean, people. There's been some people on the right have been saying, "Oh, they're going to cancel the election." Canceling the elections in this country would be very hard to do. I mean, first off, they're mostly run by the states. I mean, so you have to get every state to cancel it. They're not going to do that.
Yeah. Well, what if a
So I don't
couple
think that's going
states
to happen.
cancel it? And you still have elections, but what if a couple states cancel it?
Well, that's going to hurt. Remember, the state governments tend to be highly partisan. So who's going
True.
to cancel the election? The Republican states or the Democratic states? And of
Very
course, then
true.
if you're a Republican state and you cancel our elections, you basically just gave it a big leg up to the Democrats and vice versa. So no state would have an incentive to do that, seems to me.
True. Very, very true. Look, I haven't had a chance to talk to you about this, but so our favorite person. Yeah, I'm using that lightly. You probably know which way I'm about to
I shudder to think.
The devil wore Prague, or red lingerie, according to some twink that put a book out.
Slav Vogel. Yeah.
But
Is this person is this person no longer with us?
Well, he's no longer with us, but the spirit of him seems to be still
Yeah,
going through his sister, anyways.
yeah, yeah.
So much
Oh,
for
gee.
free elections and things like
Oh,
that.
oh.
Which I wonder, why, if somebody dies or leaves unexpectedly, you should have instant spot elections
Well, no,
instead of
there's a
just.
provision for that. No, they were already getting prepped for that. I mean, the idea was initially just put her in there for like 6 weeks or something while they organized a special election, and then Trump preempted that by saying, "And I endorse her for a full term," which means she's going to run now in November to fill the seat for 6 years.
Well, wait a minute. That's great that Trump endorsed her full term, but
Yeah.
he doesn't have any choice over this. He's not the
No,
dictator.
it's just an endorsement, but again, the Trumpanzee factor. I mean, he's got such a following in the Republican Party now, especially in the more conservative states. They'll do anything that he wants. And so I don't know. A couple people have already pulled out of the special election. I think she's going to run in the special election and probably win. In fact, all of her other opponents may pull out.
Jeez. I feel for the people of South Carolina. They can't get rid of Graham,
Well,
even when he's in the grave. You still can't get rid of
yeah, and now, well, let me put look at the bright side. She can't possibly be worse than her brother.
Oh, you're not Russian. You're
Oh,
so not Russian. Because the one of the key sayings, if you want to understand Russians,
yeah.
is it can always be worse.
It can always be worse. Yeah.
We're not
It's
fatalistic. We're just
yeah.
realistic. It can always be worse. Whenever
Well,
you
it's
say she can't be any
Mur
worse, wait a minute. Hold my beer.
Murphy's Law. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong, right?
It's the American saying, hold my beer.
Yeah, hold my beer. Watch this.
Watch this, buddy. You think she can't be worse? Ooh, yeah.
And then next comes a trip to the emergency room. So,
Yeah, usually. Or the morgue. One or the other.
Darwin Awards. Yeah.
Oh, have you ever read the Darwin Awards?
Oh, yeah.
They used to publish books of them, and you read
Yeah.
through. It's like, and you know, before they had published put somebody's in there, they were actually doing background checks. I mean, I don't know if Darwin
Yeah,
Awards still runs or not, but they do actual background checks to make sure the story was real. And you just gotta wonder how humanity survived.
Well, like a couple guys playing Russian roulette with an automatic. It was a really short game.
One of the best ones was a guy, he decides to go rob a store. So he walks on his way in, he walks past the parked police car, comes in there, pulls his pistol out to rob the store, gets 20 other pistols in his face, and gets the sent to meet Jesus. He was trying to
Yeah.
rob a gun store. Everybody, and there were two cops in there too, and everybody's armed.
Hey,
No.
hey, hey, you out of the gene pool.
I mean, yeah, that's well, I mean, most of Congress would fit into to one degree or another into the Darwin Awards.
Did you see? I'm trying to think whether it was the Babylon Bee or the Onion a few years ago saying the Congress critters are now going to start wearing barcodes on their head so the lobbyists can scan them and check out, do self-checkout for the various prices. I think that's a really great idea. It's also truth in labeling,
I would not be surprised. No, nothing would surprise me anymore. They actually, yeah, I feel for those guys. I feel for the guys at the Babylon Bee and the Onion, because having to ride sarcasm over the last 10 years of what you have for president, man, that's hard work.
well, that's why the Babylon Bee has another site called Not the Bee, where they post real stories that you think, oh, that's got to be fake. Come on, that can't be true.
Oh, geez, that's on the level. They had a one for the Darwin Awards, where these two good old boys were blasting off homemade fireworks while sitting for the 4th of July, while sitting on top of a very large gasoline tank
Oh,
above
gee.
ground. Vapor leak. Go figure. Vapor leak. Boom. So they pulled one guy off of a tree, like a couple hundred yards off. Just freaking A, man.
Or at least pieces of him. There was another one, I think, where a guy was like a night watchman or something, like in a building, and he had to be out on a cold roof during the night, and he discovered that it was warmer near where the microwave tower was, so he pulled up a chair and just sat there in front of the microwave dish. They found him, done to a dull golden crisp in the morning,
It's
cooked from the inside out.
It's it yeah and look, I mean, where do you think he actually died? That's the question. I was talking with Larry, and he's like, if you look at
Oh,
the
yeah.
chronologically, yeah, I don't think he died in the US.
Well, have you heard the story again? I don't know if this is true. I mean, I don't buy it, the notion that he was killed in a Russian strike
No,
there.
he
I mean,
showed up
I
after the
don't
strike.
know. I think so too. But there was talk that he, how do I put this delicately for our audience, that he was in an establishment in Kiev being regaled with the kind of an entertainment that he finds appropriate and sort of died in that activity, and then they had to hustle him off. One thing that what Larry said was looking at the train schedule and all that to
Right.
get back, that maybe some kind of a special plane was sent for him or something like that
Yeah,
to
he
get
was on
him
a
out of there.
military plane. They took him out on a military plane, which normally you a senator would not fly in a military plane. And because if you
Well,
think
was
about
but
it,
it, from Poland or from Ukraine though?
no, from Poland.
From Poland. How do you get from Kiev to Poland by train?
Maybe by train, maybe by car, if they had to really speed down the.
You can't fly into Ukraine at all?
Well, it's high risk. We'll just put it that way. Well,
Well,
that's why they stopped doing it.
maybe they risked it. Maybe
They
they
may
had
have.
a special plane, with whatever anti-radar stuff they got on it, and tried to get him in there, and cross their fingers and hope for the best.
Yeah, and those, was it an open casket?
That I did not see.
You feel for the guys that have to prepare the body, depending on what condition
But you
where he
heard
was in.
it was open casket, but he was face down, so his friends would recognize him.
Oh man, it's can you imagine being the federal bodyguards for this guy, finding him if he actually died in one of those establishments? Can you imagine being the federal bodyguards have to take care of that man? You'd have PTSD at the end of this. You have so, I'm sorry, I need counseling.
Well, it just close your eyes and think of America.
Close your eyes and think of Madeleine Albright.
Oh, jeez. There's a thought. I could have
Oh,
done without that.
or Hillary Clinton. Oh, by the way, there's rumor that Clinton's she's going to run for president again. Again.
Again,
Why not at this point? It's a geriatric ward. She's got medical issues for you. Why not? She fit right in.
no, I think they're going to shake it up. I've got my eye on two people. One is here in Virginia, our CIA governor, Abigail Spanberger. I think she's a definite possibility. And the other one, I think if he survives his Senate race, would be Joel Ossoff of Georgia, I think is a possibility. I think it's going to have to be w a woman or a Jew, most likely, one or the other, even both. I mean, if I can't think of one who's meets both of those criteria, who's got some deal of credibility, but I think that's the way they're going to go.
Now, if you could get a woman, Jew, lesbian, dwarf of
With one leg.
multiple background, racial backgrounds, man, you'd have every chance block checked off.
The poor old AOC. I think she's straight. She won't serve.
Yeah, that was a rumor AOC was going to run. I'm like, well, yeah, the intellectual capacity after Biden and Trump is pretty low anyway, so why not her?
I think they've got to wait another 2 or 3 cycles for her to run.
You know,
She's got to become senator from New York first.
when a country of 320 million people, 320 million legal people,
Oh,
and
I was going to
that's,
say, you're undercounting us. You forgot the other guys that are here, right?
the other 20, 30 million, 50 million, who the hell knows how many of them. But okay, legal 320 million people. And this is the best the U.S. can come up with? Seriously? This is the
Well,
epitome of the political class?
look at the bright side. Hopefully, the next ones will not be octogenarians. I mean, the American political class is starting to look like Brezhnev's Politburo. I mean, it's
Yes.
just ridiculous what we've got here. So I think they've got at some point the torch has passed to a new generation,
Yeah.
But
Yeah, but their
okay.
generation's like 2 years younger. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, but that's the best that the US can come up with.
Yeah, the best. Well, the gulf between the best and the worst of America is precious small these days,
Well, yeah, there's a Russian
know?
saying, gold
Yeah.
sinks to the bottom, shit flows to
Yeah.
the
That, that's what somebody called the cesspool theory of leadership. The really big chunks float to the top, yeah. So that you got that's how you get to be a big man here in this country, or a big whatever.
But you know, if you look at
Let me
it,
ask. Yeah.
this
Go
is
ahead.
why
Go ahead.
all republics died. This is how exactly. I mean, this is what about the
Yeah.
third wave where the majority of the countries were republics and they all die the same way.
Yeah.
Your
Yeah.
leadership
Well,
quality
first.
just deteriorates.
Well, first the republic turns into a democracy, which is always really a big problem. And then once you have democracy and the mob is in control, then everything goes to hell, because then it's just a question of which demagogue can mislead more people at once, and which moneyed interests are lurking behind the various demagogues. And that's the stage we're in now. And at this point, I guess we're just waiting for some kind of tyrant to appear, whether it's left wing, right wing, no wing, whatever kind of tyrant.
Well, luckily Trump's 80. So if you wanted a tyrant, he's kind of a old age
And not, and
for
not, and
that.
not, yeah, no. You need somebody who's got a little more on the ball and can
Yeah.
actually enforce his will in a way that Trump can't.
But Trump could be the precursor to a tyrant.
Sure. Especially if he's kind of a techno tyrant. I mean, again, as I've said before, I always think of J.D. Vance as like the ultimate Manchurian candidate for Peter Thiel and the Palantir and the CIA. I don't think the guy who ends up being the tyrant necessarily has to be the real power. The power
Oh
could
yeah.
be hidden behind him.
Well, look, I mean,
And I'm sure too.
Thiel from day one
Yeah.
is owned and sponsored by the CIA, Palantir. That
Yeah,
they
sure.
filed
Yeah,
money.
yeah.
And Thiel is a terrorist. I'll flat out say it. He's a terrorist. His drones are programmed when their charges gets to about 80%. Below to the last 20%, they start looking for anything for a target. We've had
Yeah.
children killed on bikes with his drones. About a month ago, it
Yeah.
was
Yeah.
a 11 and 12-year-old riding on a bike, taken out. They just had a motorcycle taken out. They had 2 days ago, they struck a in Belgrade, they struck a gas station with about 20 cars in line to fill up, and on and on and on. I mean, he is a terrorist. His company is a terrorist organization. And by the way, they're also developing
You know.
pre-crime. You remember Minority Report?
Oh, great.
I don't
Oh,
know if they got
yeah,
the
sure.
psychics or
Yeah.
not, but they're definitely developing
Yeah.
pre-crime. They even talked about it. Because by statistics, we can figure out if you're going to commit a crime
Well,
and we're going to arrest you.
yeah. Yeah. And the nice thing is, once they arrest you and claim we got our man, how can you be proved wrong? You give us the man, we'll give you the case. And so, hey, look, the crime didn't happen, right? Because he was in custody. I guess we were right.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Orwell didn't even scratch the surface. That's.
Well, let me ask you a question about Belgorod and places like that. I mean, I understand that in the big scheme of things, this is not doing that much damage to Russia in terms of the economy and so forth. And you, as you point out, have this kind of, I'm not sure whether what's the right word, stoic or fatalistic attitude. Well, these
I'll
things
go
happen,
both.
and we'll just go on with our lives. But at what point does this become dereliction of duty by the government to protect people? To say, look, people should not be in a position where this stuff happens. And kids on bikes should not be getting killed by drones or whatever they are, because the government has this clever go slow approach. I mean, at some point, the people deserve to be protected.
I don't know. I mean, to be flat out, I'm not going to make up stories. A lot of people, especially a lot of Western commentators that are obviously pro-Russian, but they'll come out
Yeah.
with yep, that's it. That's going to be the big strike right now. And I know it because I've got sources. I've got sources and nobody knows.
I don't believe it. Yeah.
And nobody
Yeah.
knows,
Yeah.
except maybe the people at the very, very top. And they're not exactly sharing. Vladimir Dmitrich hasn't been
Yeah.
inviting me to breakfast lately, so I have no idea. I will tell you this: there's elections coming up in September, and the ruling the power party is in big trouble for a lot of reasons.
United Russia, yeah.
Yeah, so
Do you think the
there.
LDPR is going to do well?
Well, I'm in the LDPR, so yeah, I hope they do well.
I know you are. I know.
And I'll tell you this: the
Are
other
you
part.
going to be? Hey, are you going to be a candidate? Are you going to be a
No,
candidate?
not this time. I didn't get my stuff, my information in soon enough. So next round,
Oh,
I'll put it.
you're considering it though. Oh,
Oh
wow, that'd be
yeah,
great.
absolutely, absolutely, I am. So yeah, why not? And I've got a, I know several of the deputies, obviously, and they're like, yeah, that's a good idea, get you in. It probably
Yeah,
wouldn't, you know, I
that's
probably
true.
wouldn't
Yeah.
run for federal. Right off the bat, but like I said, I missed the deadline this time around. I'd probably run for city council as a starting step. So,
Nah,
unless I become a lot
no.
more popular all of a sudden,
No, look, all that city stuff, I mean, then you have to be worried about budgets and potholes and roads and utilities. You don't want to get bogged down in all that kind of garbage, including literally garbage. You don't have to worry about garbage either. I mean, you want to be have a voice on these issues, which means you have to run for the Duma.
Oh yeah, well it's harder to jump up directly up into the lists from not having a political career in the background. Though it's been done by several people.
Well,
Manson,
plus
but
you have a public profile. You have a public profile, though. I mean, you're a media personality.
yeah, that's also true. So we'll see, we'll see. I'm definitely going to be active and active in the party. Well,
Yeah.
you know, I think, but if you look at least on paper, what the other parties are saying, they're going to be a lot more hardline. We'll see what happens if they actually get in enough votes to be I don't think United Russia is going to lose its majority, but it's no longer going to have a super majority. At which point, they're not going to be able to just ignore the other parties.
Well, and besides the United Russia and the Liberal Democrats and the communists, who
Which, by the
else
way, are
matters in the
not liberal
election? Anybody?
Democrats in the least. They're actually very conservative.
I know. It was sort of cute that he named the party that Zhirinovsky named the party that.
Yeah.
I
Oh,
enjoyed that.
did you hear about the lawsuit that was leveled against the communists? Now, this is being appealed, but the Bashmansk court, which is in Moscow, ruled that the communists it was over the fact of the murder of the Tsar. And the fact that the communists, well, the Bolsheviks murdered the Tsar and his family, that some
Well, I've heard.
they would have to you know they since they've given no apologies for what they did, the
Yeah,
court
yeah.
ruled that they're not eligible for running for any positions unless they sign a paper that they apologize or they acknowledge the crime that was committed.
Did they sign it?
It's getting appealed, but yeah,
Ah.
but just the fact that it got pushed through, and then there's even a, they found a court judge that agreed with them. That's a big smack in the face of the communists. That's a
Yeah,
very big
I wonder
smack in
what
the face of communists.
I wonder what the legal theory is in terms of who would have standing to sue as the aggrieved party other than the Romanov family, perhaps, or maybe it's just the Russian public in general. We are the aggrieved parties because you murdered the emperor. I
Yeah,
suppose
it
that's
is
it.
their grief party.
Yeah,
Basically,
yeah, yeah.
they came out of the grief party as the Russian people.
Yeah, well, sounds good to me.
So that's just a little bit of an interesting moment there in our politics. When people say it's all monolith, no, it's not monolith. Russian politics can be interesting too.
Well, let's convene the Azemsky Sabor and elect the new emperor,
Hey,
new
I'm all
Tsar.
for it. It worked before. I mean, that's because everybody's like, oh, yeah, you know, how are you going to choose an emperor? I'm like, or a king? Because, I'm a monarchist. Constitutional
You're a
monarchist.
liberal. I was gonna say you're a liberal. You're a constitutional monarchist. I'm a real monarchist. I'm for
Well,
samodzielnica.
you need to give the people a voice or at least a a feeling of a voice. Yeah, I'll tell you straight up.
Well, of course,
And I said this early on, the biggest mistake the communists in Russia did, or in the Soviet Union did, is they didn't create a socialist light party and give this illusion of a choice, like in the US. They did that, they would have still been in power.
Well, they had demokratический centralism. I mean, they could have discussion within the party till the decision is made, and then you have to have, because Lenin agreed, from a purely strategic point of view, he understood that factionalism would be the death of the party and their control. So they probably said, if we do that, that's tantamount to giving up power, and they weren't about to do that.
Well, what I'm saying is they could have
You're right, though.
created an official separate party, the Socialist Light, still controlled it, just like in the US. It's the same people controlling the main issues. It's the same
Or
people in
were
the
they were,
background.
yeah. Or what they could have done was come up with a slate of approved party candidates and have more than one candidate for each office, and people can say, okay, they stand for roughly the same thing, but I like this guy better than that guy. At least they'll give him some illusion of choice. You're right.
Well, sometimes they had that, but when you get two parties, you get the team effect. You know, this is my team. This is I'm the red. I'm the R's. I'm the D's. And people do stupid things like that. They
That's
don't
right.
look past that.
That's
Oh,
right.
these are my guys.
No.
Like, well, no, really, they're not. You're not theirs.
No, exactly. And unfortunately, that's all politics is for a lot of Americans, that I identify as a Democrat, I identify as a Republican, and that's their label, and my team, their team. That's all there is to it.
I remember, I guess probably the last time I voted, and I was still living in Texas. I went to early voting, and I'm standing there in line, and it was a long line, and we're just waiting. And I just started asking people about, hey, what about this? What about what's your stance on these spots? Nobody knew anything. Clueless. You're going to vote for candidates without any freaking idea what they stand for. My family's always voted Democrat. My family's always Republican. I'll just vote Republican. I mean, at that point, given the plebs the vote, that's basically what you're coming down to.
Let me ask you a different question. Let's suppose everything in the Gulf goes as badly, and that means, well, the war itself, a huge global depression. That's going to mean like a huge wave of humanity from the global south movements. So, I mean, when we start seeing famine level conditions in places like Africa, America, because there's no fertilizer, there's no fuel, there's nothing to get in or what?
Well, Russia's not that easy to get to begin with. That's pretty big
That's
open
true.
areas. It's pretty big open border, but man, to get up there, the 1,000+ kilometers you'd have to go. The countries in Central Asia, for the most part, they can feed themselves. If not, Russia helps feed them. Russia feeds a third of the world. Russia doesn't have a problem with fertilizer. It still sells fertilizer. I think the biggest countries that are going to be suffering from that are going to be parts of Africa that are reliant on the West for one reason or another, parts of South America, and the Europeans. I think the Europeans are screwed in the long run, in the medium
Well,
run.
because, like, obviously for the fallout from the Syria and Libya war, and I don't see that anybody in Europe has got the gumption to get, do what they need to do to protect themselves.
No,
Maybe the
no.
Irish.
Well, most of the people in Europe are clueless. They're clueless about what's coming. They're clueless of the situation they're in. They've been turned into biomaterial. Good. Sad to say that, but that's the truth of it. They're drones, or as everybody's not calling it,
Yeah,
NPCs. Yeah. So unfortunately,
little gray faces.
That's right. That's right. They're so busy figuring out how to feed themselves the next day. They're clueless about the tidal wave that's coming, unfortunately. So, Jim,
No,
I've got to
yeah.
run. I've got a hard deadline. I
Yeah.
got to run to another show
All
that's
right.
waiting for me. I want to thank you again. It's always a pleasure talking to you. I'm waiting for you to
Like
get here
likewise, Stas.
so we can have the that
Yeah,
beer.
hey, one of these days.
Come on up.
Yeah.
Make it August. Come over in September.
I got September and August. Maybe next year.
Okay. Wow. The beer's still waiting. Don't make the beer wait too long. You got 52 weeks of vacation, man. You got to burn it somehow.
The beer or the bear?
No, both.
Both.
Well, the pet bear, you know. We're, I
The
can't.
beer drinking bear.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Right, take care.
I got to
All right,
run. Thank
bye-bye.
you, everyone, for joining us.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Thank you.